guys, welcome to Conversations Monday Night Live on Thursday.
Yes.
Na kuna watu hapa naona the chats are very active.
Yes.
There is somebody saying that wamezoea hii kitu Monday schedule isha change. We announced on our social media platforms the reason why we did not have Monday Night Live.
Yes.
Si tuluambia.
Tuluambia. It's only a special day. Kwa sababu Brazil kuna cheza na hiyo timu inaitwaje?
Sabia.
Ama ilikuwa inaitwa nini?
Oh, wewe mimi mambo ya mpira.
So ni kwa sababu ya hiyo game wasol request wakasema, "Oh conversologist, oh
exactly, guys requested.
Please if it's okay allow us to watch this game alafu mulete Monday night live." Na tukasema tutaileta leo Thursday alafu tuna go back to normal programming.
Oh, from Monday.
From Monday. So
kuna, there's something akina Ibra calling last 16.
Yes, last 16. Sasa sahi tumesha qualify, tumemaliza group stages wakabi, so tunaingia kwa last 16. Where now they are the best 16 teams in the world to play against each other. Alafu tunaingia quarter, tunaingia semis, alafu tunapiga finali.
Quick one.
Yes, sir.
All these, hizi mbwembwe zote, hey. Niza kuangalia wanaume wakikimbiza mpira kwa uwanja.
Kabisa.
Grown men.
Kabisa.
Anyway, today also happens to be a good day because
yes.
We are... tumeingia ile mwezi ya kutembea na charger na sweater.
Yes.
Na full tank.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. We are in that month.
Yeah.
We are ushering December with Monday Night Live on Thursday.
On Thursday. Ile mwezi ambayo waluya wanahamanga na kila kitu wakienda ingo.
Wanaenda ingo.
Na wanarudi match.
You know, uzuri, mimi na mbugwa, ushagukwe tunawezaenda asubuhi, turudi jioni. Yeah.
Sisi lazima tupande mbukinya.
Namsamaria mwema.
Yes, we must arrive my friend. Na tunabeba kila kitu kitanda, everything. Just tunakonga tumehama Nairobi.
Shamahoho must know you.
No, they must know we arrived. Kila kitu tumenua the whole year we land with it.
Muko na kazi.
Yes. So how's been your week?
My week has been interesting. Leo tumeona unajua Hustler Fund was launched.
Yes.
Na leo nimejaribu hata kumatch kuvaa kama Rigiji.
Ehe.
Unajua kumatch shati na ulimi sio rahisi.
Si rahisi sana.
It is not easy.
Kwa ulimi kwanza ukiongelea juu ya kukula mahindi,
mahindi
sana.
Kukula mahindi lakini tuko na biscuit leo.
Yes.
So kama unataka kutuongeza kitu kidogo,
yes,
unaweza cheza na tiny pesa but if you want to contribute,
yes,
towards production of this amazing content, you can always play like you. Mbugo will give you a link to tiny pesa. Na pia kuna other options.
Yes, kuna watu wanasema hapa this topic today is a fantastic topic kwa sababu Nabii ashaleta Hustler Fund, so sasa ni kukopa pesa kununua gari 2023. Na tunashukuru sana Nabii kwa hiyo shughuli ambayo amefanya.
Kuna gari ya 1400.
Sasa si Hustler Fund unaikopa mara mingi. Unakopa 50-50. Nasikia trick wajawana zaba di ukikopa 50 unalipa kesho. Kesho kuna unakopa 50 wanaongezanga tu limit. So ukikopa 10 times utakusha ingia one mic. Unaweza afford kakitu.
Talking about cars you can afford.
Yes.
Ukikopa. Let's get to the highlight of today's topic.
Yes.
Today, naona Eliab Kipsang tayari tax consultant ako pale.
Asha ingia.
Anasema anatufanyia file returns za Hustler Fund. Anyway, we are talking about the most ideal cars you will be able to buy in 2023.
Kabisa.
Tunafunga mwaka. And we have a list of cars that you should buy.
Yes.
We are looking at cars that are one, affordable.
Definitely.
Sababu bei za magari they are at an all-time high. And guess what? Sorry to spoil the party. Car prices are going higher next year.
Yes. So that's why this list is important. Hata kama prices naenda higher, you better be safe with the options that we are going to present today. So we are looking at affordability.
Affordability.
Number two.
Number two, reliability.
Sana sana hapo.
Sana sana reliability. Yakuna haja ununue kuni ama mawe.
Yes. And last but not least, and what is the most important thing?
The running costs. Which are these cars easy to maintain? The cars that will not break the bank when you want to maintain them.
Definitely.
Na tumewapatia budgets.
Mzuri sana.
Our watu wenye wanakuja kanisa.
Yes.
They are guys who have different budgets.
Definitely.
Na kwa hii tumeshugulikia budget yote.
Hii kasisi. Kasisi okabi. Akiwa na omukambi. Tumeshughulikia budget kabisa.
Nasema kusema omukambi. When you go to akina Ibra's hometown, there is a certain rank.
Yes.
Inaitwa Omwinyambi.
Omwinyambi, yes.
who is Omwinyambi?
Now, Omwinyambi is a guy who takes the blame when the king makes a mistake. Okay? So, for instance, if a king farts in the midst of
a meeting,
Omwinyambi is the one who takes the claim. And Mimi. So that you do not... your work is to protect the king.
Yeah.
So now that is Omwinyambi. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Omukambi is pastor.
Omukambi now is the guy who is opposite of Omwinyambi. To engage into it.
Eh?
Ah, fantastic. It's a good intro. I think guys are happy.
Yeah.
Watu wameingia ndani, wame relax.
Wako ready?
Yes.
Tambariza hii kitu?
Kabisa. Now, maze, we had missed this thing. Wale wanye mulibaki na dry spell Monday poleni sana. Hata sisi metuhound the whole week wakabi.
There was something off about the week was becoming too long.
But... yes, because we had missed our usual favorite segment, which is the Monday night live. Inakujanga baada ya kanisa Sunday. Na inakuanga fantastic.
Iyo sasa tukitoka kanisa, Monday night live ni Bible study.
Ndo yu. Tuingie ndani brother.
Eh, tuanze na gari gani?
So let's start from the basic pale chini where we, you know, mahali mwananchi anaingilia.
Yeah.
You know, you're a younger, or wewe ni mtu umework hard kwa life, imefika mahali unataka kuanza journey ya own car. Na unataka kuchukua used.
Yeah. You want a foreign used?
Yes.
Good quality car.
Super minis my brother.
Super minis?
Uh-huh. Do we have any car that provides value?
You see, when you're talking about super minis,
yes,
we are talking about Nissan Note, Mazda Demio, Honda Fit, Suzuki Swift. Mm-hmm. Those are the main contenders. Eh?
Yes.
In short, Tududu.
Tududu, yes, Tududu.
Tududu.
Yes.
Now, when it comes with Tududus, I think right now, even the Suzuki Swift is at 1 million.
Yes.
So they simply do not make, they are not value for money.
Mm.
You're looking at the Honda Fit retailing for 1.25 million Kenya shillings.
Mm-hmm.
Mazda Demio following closely at around 1.2.
Yes.
The Vits. Hey. 1300, that's a different story.
Yes.
Tuende pale pia kwa Suzuki Swift around 1 million.
Yes.
The Nissan Note that was the favorite because it was below the million.
Yes, sahi imesha.
Isha pita million. So, hey, there is always the question, why should I buy a Kadudu for 1.2 million?
Mm-hmm.
Na hiyo 1.2 million is a new Premier 240.
I used one.
I used Premier 260 actually.
That is a good conversation, Okabi. Because the question is, kama wewe ni mkulima mdogo unataka kuanza jani ya gari.
Yeah.
Fine, the new 2015 flashy KDK, KD whatever is nice, eh? But the question is, for the same amount of money or cheaper, why wouldn't you get a reliable and more practical, bigger
car,
locally used vehicle. Premier 260?
Yeah, Premier. You can actually buy a Premier 260.
An Axio.
You can buy an Axio for cheaper.
Yes.
Because Axios right now, the 2010 ones,
yes,
2010, 2011, 2012, they are going for around 850.
Wow.
So why should you buy a Honda Fit for 1.25? It's a good car. It's nice. But why should you buy it for 1.25 million?
I do not think, I agree with you, it doesn't offer value to buy a 2015 or 2016 Honda Fit, Mazda Demio, as a first car owner.
Owner, yes.
Okay. Because there's alternatives that give you better value.
Better value. Better
so,
value.
Kwa hiyo category ya Super Mini,
yapo hakuna.
Nothing.
Hakuna.
Tusonge next stage, bro. So, watu wa Super Mini.
Watu wa Super Mini, bana.
In 2023, what are you telling them?
Look for a clean, locally used vehicle.
Yes.
Na mkumbuke mkitafuta hizo magari, pre-purchase inspection, tunafanya.
Mm.
So, do not go around buying these Super Minis, Demios for over 1 million. What million can do better?
Yeah. Or if you have to buy that one, then the next category will be the most interesting.
The most interesting one.
Because then it provides a better gap.
Yes.
Between the Super Minis and something else that is more affordable and practical.
Yet bigger.
Bigger.
And offers more space.
Ah, kabisa. Yon fresh barida sana. Ah, leo una tambariza. Una panda.
Tambariza hii kitu. Piga hili kitu.
Saloon and stroke hatchback and stroke wagon. In that category.
Kwa hiyo category.
Nataka to split into budgets. Kwa sababu budgets. Hapo ndo watu wengi tunaishi.
Broad ni kama antibiotic.
Yeah.
Hapo tuko broad spectrum.
So let's start with a budget of 1.5 and below. What are we looking at? 2023, the best deals.
2023 will be the year of Honda.
Yes. Ah, that one I know.
2023 will be the year of... Forget Mazdas.
Yeah.
2023 is the year of Honda.
That is true.
We are looking at very interesting vehicles here.
Yes.
We are looking at the Honda Grace.
Definitely.
The Honda Grace is going for around 1.4 million Kenya shillings.
Yes.
It will give you the same value as an Axio.
Yes.
It's very easy to maintain.
Yes.
For the hybrid fans, you can get it in hybrid configuration and in non-hybrid configuration.
Wow. Wow.
The other car we might be looking at in this category,
yes,
is a very normal, a very abnormal car to be here.
Mm-hmm.
That is the Toyota Axio.
Ah.
You know, the Axio is one of those Toyotas,
yes,
that
ni kama inakuanga imechanganyikiwa, haijuangi inakuanga wapi.
It's not ukiangalia hizi za kutoka 2012,
yes,
they are overpriced. But this is a sahi,
zina get cheaper.
They are becoming cheaper.
How do you explain that phenomenon?
I think the demand for Axios has gone down because of pricing.
Can we say the Allion and the Premio are proving to be a better buy that has made the price and demand go up on them? And in the inverse, they have brought the price of the Axios down.
It's a very interesting phenomenon. Yes. And that has also, the Axio is a bit underrated because it's a reliable, it's basically the saloon version of a Toyota Fielder.
Yes.
It has reminded me of another car. Very interesting car.
Before we endelea okapi, did you just say the Axio is the saloon version of the Fielder?
Of the Fielder, yes.
So the Fielder is...
But
and then the Axio is... Kenya. Me, I think I know the people who are causing these problems.
Don't... Let's not mention names.
Okay, proceed, my brother.
Let me talk about a car we forgot.
Yes.
An underrated car.
Yes.
The Toyota Spade.
Yeah.
Spade sahi ni cheaper kushinda Honda Fit.
Yeah, you're right.
It is bigger. It is basically a Probox with a suspension unit in Probox. It's on the NCP platform, so it's very easy to maintain.
Mm.
And I think the Toyota Spade would be a very good... It's not a super mini per se.
Yes. How much is it, did you say?
Around a million.
A million.
A million, 1.1 max.
Okay.
So it's better value.
Does it provide better value than the Honda Fit, the Vitz? Is it bigger?
It's bigger. That thing is spacious.
Ah.
Your car is spacious, man.
So kwa mkulima wa kwanza kuingia, the car to watch out in 2023, if you have to buy,
a
2015 or 2016 car, then it will be the Toyota Spade.
The Toyota Spade.
Pale kwa Super Minis, ndio?
Kwa Super Minis. Wala tusiite ile jina.
Sawa. Tusonge hapa mbele. Tuendelee hapa mbele.
Tuko
kwa tumemaliza Honda Grace.
So tumeanza Honda Grace na Toyota Axio.
Yes.
I'm also the option.
Yes.
Gallant. The Mitsubishi Gallant.
Mm-hmm.
Yoni gari ngine underrated sana.
Sana.
It's very underrated.
Yes.
It's not a very interesting car. It's not an enthusiast car.
Definitely.
But it's a Mitsubishi that is easy to maintain. Haina maneno mob.
It will get the job done.
Definitely. It will get the job done.
Yeah.
The other car.
Yes.
Is, and these I need people to be very, very.
It's very specific.
It's very specific.
If you go just one step past the specifics of the names and the cars we mentioned, then you
jump
change
over.
The budget.
You change the budget.
Unaingia kwa class 5. Kama ulikuwa class 4.
Ama ulikuwa class 3.
Mm.
Iyo gari.
Yes.
It's a car that it's the Impreza.
Yes.
But not any Impreza. It's the Impreza GP2.
That is true.
It's the basic version of the Subaru Impreza, meaning it's two-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm.
Haina madoido.
Mm.
So that one you'll be getting it for around 1.45.
Yes.
Ikienda sana 1.5. Mm. Ikienda sana.
Mm.
But they are good cars. They are very reliable. Mm. Easy to maintain.
Which engine option will come? For the GP2 specifically, that people should actually go out for.
GP2 is,
if you're looking at reliability and cost of maintenance.
GP2s mostly come with a 1600cc engine.
Ah.
GP3 is where we shift to the 2-liter.
Ah, fantastic. So mostly GP2s are
16. Mostly the 16.
Fantastic. So with 16 non-turbo.
Non-turbo.
So
GP2 hakuna turbo.
As you said, hakuna thrill ya kuendesha, ni gari ya mwananchi point A to point B. Beba watu, beba waru, wachana na mambo mingi.
Mambo mingi hakuna.
Kufukuzana na watu kwa barabara.
Hiyo hakuna.
Hiyo hauko. Songa mbele, bro.
Sasa gari ingine kwa hiyo category, give me an idea. What do you think we can also put in there?
I don't know. I think to me those are the best you can watch out in 2023.
In 2023.
For 1.5 and below.
Yeah.
You understand?
Max gap up on 1.5.
Hizo gari tumetaja ine 1.5. I think they'll probably be trading around the same price.
Yes, most likely.
Most likely. Ika imena sana ni 1.6.
Yeah.
Best with factors, nini, economy, dollar, you know those shenanigans, eh?
Mm.
Tusonge category ya pili, Wakabi. Now we are moving into the second bit of the same 1.5
to 2 million. You know,
sedan,
hatchback
or wagon. Yes.
A few years back, yes, when you mentioned 2 million, yes, we would be talking about Mercedes-Benz.
My friend. Two mic ilikuwa imewachiwa wazito.
But unfortunately,
yes,
utapata two mic kibakuli. Unless you're buying locally used. So yes, if you're looking at buying a foreign used car between 1.5 to 2 million,
yes,
the most ideal cars will be number one, Mazda Axela.
Top of the list
is the Mazda Axela. That, yes, car, the petrol ones have immense value.
Definitely.
In fact, that is a car that, mkiru, mention Mazda Axela petrol, unamwambia, say no more.
Kwanza kipata ya all-wheel drive,
say no more.
Fantastico.
Sasa, kuna Mazda Axela.
Yes.
Kuna Subaru Impreza GP3.
Uh-huh.
Ila sasa all-wheel drive symmetrical.
2 liter.
Pia kuna 1.6 kadha, but there is no turbo in these series of Imprezas.
Ah, nice. So that's Zodan ENA. Very fantastic cars to live with. Very easy to maintain. Haina mambo mingi. Ah, we were basically, okay, kuna mtu alikuwa na throw joke wakabi that this is the series of where Subarus became more of Toyotas.
Not
in terms of maintenance. Like, they are not heavy. It's not like the Subaru guys used to fear, oh, uko na Subaru? Then you're like, hey, turbo, uko na nini? This is the calm type of Subarus.
But you see, what people fail to understand is that,
yes,
that kind of Subaru has always been there.
Mm-hmm.
Sinakumbuka hata kwa GF1 tulikuwa na non-turbo 1500.
By the way, that's true.
GL15. They have always been there.
Yeah.
Only that we choose to overlook them.
Yeah.
Alafu pia, vijana wa Subaru walituzia so much hot air.
Eh, bwana. Wase wa sub.
But now, unfortunately, time has to catch up.
Mm.
We started seeing Golfs coming into the scene.
Yes.
Mitsubishis. Although even the Lancer has gone boring.
Yeah.
It's a very unfortunate time to be living in. It's a very unfortunate time. The other car,
yes,
we can talk about here. Mm.
Apo Bade Axela, there's only one other car that can qualify to become Apo next. It has to be the Honda Jet.
Honda Jade has to be the first one, then the Axela.
Yes.
Honda Jade, if you get the Honda Jade that is the RS version,
yes,
you will have thrill of driving,
my friend.
And also
practicality
and fuel economy.
Very fantastic.
Ukipata hiyo ingine 1800, it's as good as a Honda Stream. Not very bad.
Yes.
Honda Jade is a car to look out for in 2023.
Even though I hear it was discontinued in 2020, I'm as June 2021.
Exactly.
But still, hiyo miaka tano ama ine.
Tuko nayo.
No, it's a fantastic car to enjoy.
It was brought about to replace the Honda Stream.
Yes.
And the Honda Stream was loved by many guys for being such a practical, stylish car.
Yes.
Na pia gari na kafiti.
True.
There is somebody in the comments who is talking about a Nissan Tida Latio. We know these cars. They are cheap.
Mm.
But remember, one of the key points here is reliability.
Three things. Affordability, reliability, and running costs.
Exactly.
Kuna jamaa alikuwa nikimwambia mahali, mwambie you see buying a car and living with a car, two different things.
Two very different things.
You can buy a Mercedes at 1.2 and you'll be unable to live with it for 1 year because you cannot afford to maintain
the vehicle.
So it's a two different sides of the coin. So tusonge mbele, Okapi.
The previous generation Honda Shuttle was very ugly.
Very ugly.
It was very ugly.
Mm.
But now this one is more sleek. In fact, now it's actual Honda competition for a Toyota Fielder.
Yes. Kame spicy wa pale mbele.
Ina nyuma
new
pia.
Look, nyuma pia.
Practicality ni ile ile.
On point. Reliability.
Mwah.
Ah.
So we said 2023
is the year Honda. Toyota take a back seat.
Toyota hapa lazima wa take back seat.
Yes.
Kwa hii category,
ongeza Honda ingine. Weka Honda Accord.
Honda Accord.
Yes.
Honda Accord is a car that is bigger than the premium,
yes,
more comfortable, better handling, and you're still getting it for 2 million.
Or even less.
Or even less, depending on how well you bargain.
That's true. Mbona baadhi wa sio nunui Honda Accord?
I have never.
We've done a review of the Honda Accord. It's on the channel. Go check it out. It's bigger. It's wider. It's fancy.
It's more comfortable. It looks the part.
My friend.
Wase bana, consider your gari. Consider that car.
Tusonge mbele, Okabi.
The other car that we must look at is the Mazda Atenza.
Yes.
Petrol. To be specific.
Petrol.
Simliona kuna gari ingine ilizo na mse fulani pale.
KDD.
KDD.
Alafu ikafika Ingo.
Ikafika Ingo, wakafanya engine overhaul.
KDD. Engine overhaul.
We have some friends from Marigat. You remember those guys?
Yes,
we sourced for them a very nice Subaru Forester.
Yes.
So those guys, when we were sourcing the car,
yes,
we went to a showroom and there was a Mazda CX-5 parked pale.
Yes.
Yeah, diesel.
Mm-hmm.
KDK.
Aye.
KDK, new generation plates,
mm-hmm,
undergoing an engine overhaul.
Hey, hapa ndo nazaa kuimba nyimbo za Mungu.
Ruere.
Tiluere.
Now that you have talked about nyimbo za Mungu.
Yes.
Allow us to take this commercial break,
yes,
and tell you a very interesting story.
Yes.
That Ibrahim and I encountered as we are sourcing cars,
yes,
here and there.
Hey, maisha ni ngumu.
And then after this story we are going to sample some of your
questions,
before
we proceed on that list.
Sasa, mimi na Ibra tumeenda kusource gari Volvo XC60,
mm-hmm,
for one of our clients. And now that he has brought mambo ya Mungu,
yes,
there is one red flag when you are buying a car, mm-hmm, that you should really take into consideration. Mm-hmm. It might sound very stupid.
Yes, but it's very important.
It is very important.
Mm. Watu wengi wanasemanga lady owned.
Yes.
But now we have a new term.
Pastor. Prayer.
Oh, pastor owned
priest.
Mm. Unakaribishwa kwanza na neno la Mungu.
Na neno la Mungu.
That one is a red flag. They want you to lower your guard. Muriferan.
Muriferan.
Because you see, the moment you see, okay, it's bad to say it, but in the African context, anytime you invoke the name of God, it means your brain, your senses, your eyes shut down. You are not supposed to
think, question.
To question. Ni Mungu amesema. I am praying this car upon you. You are going to live with this car in a good way. God is going to take care of this car for you. Bro.
No, that Ibrahim, you see, we saw that car.
Yeah.
So we met the couple who owned the car.
Yes.
And they're telling us, you know, we have seen the glory of God
in this car.
In this car. We have seen what is
it? Our marriage has basically been made in this car.
In this car.
Yes.
Marriage has been made where?
In this car.
In this car.
Close your eyes. I want to pray the blessing of this car upon your family.
Upon you. This
car. Ata tulikuwa pale.
Tulikuwa pale kuombewa. Ara anasema, you know, we are a prayerful couple.
Yes.
In fact, you're going to transfer the vehicle to you immediately.
Yes.
Then sasa after hiyo tunaambia unajua hii gari ilikuwa na kadeni mahali fulani.
Sasa hapo kadeni itabidi mlipe.
Itabidi kwanza mlipe ndio tupige transfer. Now, to cut the whole story short.
Yes.
Gari ilitoka hapo, was it South B?
Yes.
South C?
Yeah, around there.
Around somewhere there. Gari kafika Ruaka. Ikafanya ile kitu.
Ikachemka chemchem. After the powerful prayers.
After very powerful
from the
prayers.
The servants of God, of which we do not doubt. There could be servants of God.
They could.
But it depends with which God. But let's not judge them. But the gari lichemuka, transfer ilisumbua.
Exactly.
Later on, we discovered the car was an accident car.
Mm-hmm.
And the prayerful couple did not disclose.
They did not disclose that part.
You understand? And it was... How was it underwritten? Kwa insurance?
It was written off.
It was written off. And the guy was calling us, bro, hii ni gari gani tumenunua? So actually, gari nye, okay, to be honest, the maintenance of the car, the repair was done
very well.
Perfectly. To the point, at some point, ili tuhepa. Tuliona ni kama iligongo side moja kidogo.
Lakini,
kitu tu kujua.
Ilikuwa shikanisha.
So,
and where the seams were, you could not see them.
Exactly.
Because they were hidden by the carpet vizuri.
Yes. Mm. So now, anytime, and for me, I'll tell my fellow guys here, free of charge, Wakabi. Anytime you meet a guy, and he introduces himself as a man of God, I'm not saying that they are not real men of God, but anytime, ukitaka kuquestion kitu unapigwa na prayer. Unapigwa na prayer item. Na maombi. Ah, bwana. Chakamukia hiyo kitu. Wachana na hiyo maneno.
About mission.
No, for me, I like separating spiritual matters with car buying matters.
With business.
Hey, let's do business, then we can pray later.
Tufanye...
Maswali mawili matatu. Mm. Yeah? Yes? Nishatoa hiyo kitu mugwa.
So,
Maswali mawili matatu. Where do we start?
Let me see which are the interesting ones.
Peter Kim anauliza, what about Nissan Tiana?
Nissan Tiana.
Yes, why have you left Nissan Tiana?
Bado hatujafika hapo.
Bado hatujafika.
But I'll explain. Apparently we have left it out.
Yes.
Because you see, Nissan Tiana is a close cousin to the Fuga and the Skyline.
Yes.
But unfortunately, the way the Tiana is different from these two,
yes,
is that it features a CVT transmission and it's front wheel drive.
Yes.
And it has an unnecessary beginning.
Exactly.
At having a 2.5 liter, yes, for a CVT. Doesn't make much sense.
Yes.
But the Fuga and the Skyline. Mwa.
Ngojeni kwanza tutafikisha hapo. Kuna mtu anasema umesahau selfie.
Mambo yake tunaikujia.
Honda Shuttle, we have mentioned Honda Shuttle.
Hiyo tushataja.
That is a car you need to watch out in 2023. Huyo ni anaitwa Nevets Janste. Eh, hey, namtumia majina ya nini? Pilot anauliza makeks.
Hapo tunakuja.
Ian Murray anauza wait. But...
That is true. That is true.
That is true.
Huko na ukweli.
Huko na ukweli. Hapo kwa second hand Volvo. Kwanza upande ni A60.
Ni A60.
Ya Ford EcoBoost.
1.4.
Joshua Muganya anauza 1.2. Should I buy a Honda Fit 2016 or a Honda CR-V 209? A very fantastic
Very
question.
Good question.
Yes.
Why should you buy Kibakuli for that?
Exactly.
You need more practical. We no, the Fit is a good car. It's a fantastic car.
Fantastic car.
But the price tags are starting not to make sense.
Yes.
So I would tell you buy the CRV.
Any day, anytime. You get practicality. You get still the same reliability you'll get in a Honda Fit.
In a Honda Fit.
But in a bigger. So the only thing you're doing is the value exchange of getting the brand new car. You can reinvest a little bit into the 209 CRV and make it a better car, probably a good paint job.
Exactly.
Nunua suspension, Missouri change, soup up that car. It will serve you for the next 5 years without a problem. Do you have a question, Okabi? Ama nikicheku watu wanacheka.
Najaribu kuangalia nani yako na... Kuna mtu ameuliza Nissan Note. Anaitwa PK Mwangi. Na PK Mwangi, the Nissan Note has not made it on this list because it is number one. Okay, let's not talk about reliability. Talk about the Nissan Note does not make sense.
Yeah.
Currently, it's above a million.
And with a bunch of issues it comes with, no.
Yeah, no. It's not ideal.
It doesn't make sense.
It's not ideal.
Daniel GW anasema, ukisikia mtu ni pasi.
Feature bibi.
Kwanza una feature bibi. Mbugwa. Ah, we are back. Which should I go for as my first car or cabby? Iko wapi swari.
Imeenda wapi?
Isaac Babji amaanza kuuza gari kwa channel. Anasema I have a Honda CR-V 208 R3 for sale at 1.3. Where is the best place to sell it? Best place to sell it is put it out there.
Just sell it.
Already we have put it out there for you, Babji. Kama kuna mtu anataka atakupigia.
Kuna kagari tumesahau.
Yes.
Toyota Sienta.
Toyota Sienta, tunasonga mbele.
Tunasonga mbele, by the way.
Category yake ya Sienta.
Seven-seater.
Remember, we have it. We have a category
for seven-seater.
For vans and
MPVs.
So, we'll get there. Relax.
Sasa tunelea na hii list before watu wauliza maswali mingi sana.
Just bona na uliza, were the prayers heard? No, the prayers were not heard.
They were not, in fact.
Because the car turned out to be a disaster.
In fact, if those are the people around your wachungaji, kondoa bana wanaona shida.
Kondoa naumia.
Wanaumia bwana.
Kondoa Mungu. Tusonga mbele Okabi?
Yes.
So we've done two questions. Mtu ameuliza, swali ya mwisho tu before tuchukue. Anauliza substitute ya Nissan Juke ni gani mzuri?
Substitute ya Nissan Juke. Hiyo definitely it is not going to make. We will talk about that.
Iko kwa list
lakini substitute yake tutaongea. Kaa kwa channel. Stay tuned.
Sasa Okabi, kwa hii list ya 1.5 to 2 million there's only one car that you had not talked about. It is called the Toyota Allion.
The Toyota Allion, yes. Retailing at 1.8 million Kenya shillings.
Yes.
It is the same thing as a premium. Now, by the way, wase tunawaletea review moto kabisa ya Toyota Allion. It's basically a premium.
Yes.
But it's cheaper than a premium.
Yes.
So that brings forth the question, why is the premium more expensive?
500,000 more than the Allion. Hiyo ni swali ya jamii nafaa jiulize Okabi. You told us something very interesting when we were reviewing this car. They'll get the most juice on Wednesday.
On the review, yeah.
But you told us, one, that this guy is the same.
It is 100%.
So much chassis number ni
the same.
So you told us about this whatever in Toyota called
Toyota have a subdivision. Okay, Toyota has stores.
Yes.
Unajua kwa Japan wana kwanza tukimbia hadi Japan. Teke tuko wapi? Tuko pale Hiroshima.
Eh, wagote mkurugenzi jo story. Wagote
mkuru, Andrew, si Andrew bana. Kifua cha.
Abel mtu. Yeah, fantastic guy.
So, Japan kuna Toyota wako na dealers. Yes. Kuna Toyopet. Mm. Kuna this Toyopet. There are few. Yes. One of them is Toyota Nets.
Yeah.
So, Toyota Nets hauzangi kila gari. Mm. They sell sportier versions of existing models to please a younger generation.
Yes, kama sisi.
Kama sisi.
My young P.
My youngings. Yes, Bugu wanawaita siku hizi.
Yes.
And now Allion is one of the cars that I think they are sold by Toyota Net Store.
Yes.
Just like you have the Noah Voxy Esquire. Mm. Same car but suited to for different markets.
Yes.
So hapo tuko pamoja?
Tuko sawa.
So that is the major reason. So it's basically the same car
in a different
packaging.
Going for 500,000 less than the premium. Lakini wa Kenya,
iko shida.
Okay, so we are done with the Allion. That's between 1.5 to 2 Mike. Fantastic cars. Let's go to the second category, Okabi. Hapa tunaingia category ya bab kubwa sasa.
Bab kubwa.
Wale watu ambao wamefika stage ya kusema sasa mimi nataka kuachana na nyinyi mnaendesha vibakuli. Naanza kusonga karibu na wazito. This is the 2 million to 2.5 million. Which cars? Saloon, hatch or wagon? I'll eliminate the hatch because hapo hakuna hatch.
Hapo hakuna hatch.
Hapo ni saloon ama sedan stock wagons.
Hapo kuna magari mbili.
Yes.
Lakini they are close relatives. Mm. Tuko na Toyota Mark X na Toyota Crown Royal Salon.
Yes.
Tuko pamoja?
Hapo tuko sawa.
Those are cars that are closely related to one another.
Yes.
Haya, alafu pia tuongeze magari zingine zimependwa sana. Mm-hmm. Nissan Fuga.
Yes.
Na Nissan Skyline.
Ah,
God. Hapo tumefika.
By the way, why are people not buying the Skyline?
Mimi, I'm not even worried about the Skyline. At least you can see a few of them on the road.
Yes.
I'm more worried about the Fuga.
Why are people not buying the Fuga?
Do people realize how good a Fuga is? The Fuga is another very underrated car.
Very underrated, superb car.
It's a superb Nissan.
Na kuna mtu alituchat pale Twitter akasema, Okabi, tunataka uache hii maneno ya Nissan tu. Na mimi nikamwambia, wewe ushaona Nissan ilibadilisha jina ikaitwa Toyota ama Mazda. Si Nissan.
Ni Nissan.
Ninyi hamuelewi maneno.
Hamuelewani.
Nissan tu. Ama kuna siku ilibadilika bro.
Ah, sijai.
So Nissan Fuga, fantastic.
Nissan Fuga, Nissan Skyline.
Yeah.
The Tiana does not qualify because of the Xtronic CVT.
Definitely.
And also front wheel drive.
Yes.
But also the Skyline with the 3.5
even the original.
Meter.
Yes, that's a beast. Kwanza hiyo that is the car that will smoke most of these cars.
It will smoke most of them.
Any day, any time. So hapo tumemaliza.
Tumemaliza.
Gari ine swafi sana za kuangalia 2023, the Mark X, the Nissan Fuga, the Nissan Skyline and the Crown.
The Toyota Salon. Crown Salon.
Songe pale mbele kaka. Kama tutaki kukua hapo na tuko na pesa zaidi, tunafikiria kati ya 2.5 million na 4 million. Remember again guys, if those who are joining us at this point, we are going by three things.
Reliability. Running costs
and affordability. Yes.
But now hapa tunaingia luxury category.
Yes.
Hapa hata hatuna magari mingi. We are looking at the Toyota Crown.
Yes.
Athlete zenye ziko above that price.
Yes.
Tunaangalia pia Mercedes-Benz E350.
Yes, if you cross over to the German side.
Yeah.
Then that's what you're looking at.
Nataka tuongee kuhusu watu wa maana sana.
Yes.
And another very useless category that we have in the Kenyan market space today. And those are the subcompact crossover SUV.
Yes, sir.
Hapa ni pale tunapata gari kama kina Honda Vezel,
yes.
Nissan Juke,
CX-3.
Mm-hmm.
Q3.
Very useless.
Mercedes-Benz GLA.
Very useless. Something million on the CX-3.
So before we started this, Okabi called the Mazda CX-3. Ati demi yuko na bigu kubwa.
Sini yukweli. It's the truth.
So it's actually a big demio.
Yeah, it's a big demio. So in short, kwa hii subcompact crossover, pia kuna RVR. RVR?
By,
unu RVR? 2.0. RVR, kama unanua RVR, it makes more sense to buy a locally used Mitsubishi RVR.
Yes.
Kweli wong.
Kweli.
Haya, I'm saying it's a useless segment because the only car that makes value for money here is the Suzuki SX4 Cross.
Yes. One of the most underrated and not sought after car. Yet, it is reliable.
It is cheap to maintain.
Priced well. It's cheap to maintain. It what? Offers you everything.
What to have a new SX4 Cross?
2023 SX4 Cross.
And it's sub 2 mic.
Ah, usiniambie. One yes, point?
It is around 1.8 to 1.7.
Hey! Na nini wa Kenya tulikoseana wapi? Okabi.
Good question. Because people just buy cars because other people are buying them.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to put it, Okabi. I think it's a high time that Kenyans started looking at a different way in the way they buy cars. For instance, kama ESX4, bro. Cross.
It's
less than 2 mic.
It's less than 2 mic.
For a subcompact crossover
SUV.
When you're having the Vezela 2.4.
The RVR 2.2.3.
The laziest car I've ever been in.
the CX3 at 2.2.
Ah, no, na watu ni wangwana wajenda mahali. Hey, na muko solid. Sana. Where are we wakabi? Mbaliza na biscuit.
Bana, SX Cross.
SX Cross. Sasa venye mbaliza biscuit.
Biscuit mingi.
Umenikumbusha kuna msanii alikuwa naitwa biscuit msafi. I don't know.
Tukifunga mwaka, the last man in the live of this year.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you.
Yes, let's look at the most affordable ones and the easiest to maintain. We have the Mazda CX-5 petrol retailing for around
2.7 million right now.
Yes.
We have the Subaru Forester non-turbo.
Yes.
Ile si CXT. Hiyo pia inakuja hapo around 2.7.
Yeah.
So I think those two make the perfect
the
sense.
Perfect. In fact, the petrol, the 6.5 petrol, ukipata
all-wheel drive. We uko sawa.
With a 2.5 plant pale mbele.
Uko sawa.
Ah, uko sorted, brother. Uko sorted. Songe mbele.
Yeah, let's go to 7-seater category.
Yes, no, before 7-seater, bro. We need to graduate. Tuingie kwa full SUV.
Full SUV.
There is only one. This one is a surprise because apparently people think, Okabi, that you hate this car. I don't know who gave them the idea.
I don't hate that car.
You don't like this car.
See, at Sipendi. I am normally very balanced. No, what people fail to understand is that nawaambianga ukweli mingi.
Venye iko.
Yeah, venye iko. We don't sugarcoat anything.
Sisi hatuko kwa biashara ya kuuza.
We are not sales people.
Na kununua. We are not sales people.
We are not sales people.
If you watch reviews from sales people, the ones who lie to you. Oh,
exactly.
For us, we review cars.
We review cars.
And reviewing cars means you say what is good and sometimes what is not.
The pros and cons.
Yeah. Tupe yo gari wakabi. Which car are we talking about?
Yo gari ni Mitsubishi Pajero.
Yes.
The Pajero will give you as much as a Prado would.
Yes.
So it makes more sense to buy a Pajero.
Yes.
If you're looking sana sana at affordability.
Yes. For 2015, 2016.
For 2015, 2016, the Pajero will have the job. Will get
we
the job
believe back. It's the only car that probably will be below the 6 mic.
It will be. It might be the only because the Prados are way above. In fact, it's the same price tag as a Petro Prado.
Yeah.
And the Petro Prado is one of the cars you do not. It is lazy. Mm. It if you're buying a Prado, I always say it's either a diesel one or none.
Kama ni mtu wa Prado.
Kama ni mtu wa Prado.
Usipitwe kinungi na kadudu.
Na kadudu bana.
Tafadhali.
So let's talk about gari za biz.
Seven seaters or stroke minivans.
Kwa seven seater tuko na two categories. Tuko na multi-purpose vehicles.
Yes.
Multi-purpose vehicles ni hizi gari ndogo zinaweza seat seven.
Mm-hmm.
Na pia tuko na minivans.
Yes.
Kwa multi-purpose vehicles, the most affordable in 2016 will be the Toyota Sienta.
Sienta.
We'll also have the...
Such a beautiful car. Uwezi pidi Toyota Sienta hivo. Even though alisema sisi atuna atujui kuangalia gari supu. But for me, I don't like that car.
It's more beautiful compared to the other older
to
Sienta.
To the older whatever it was. Hideous.
Older Sienta ilikuwa na kaa imeshtuliwa. Kaa W210.
Wewe na beef yako ya W210 utachana na. Ilikuwa na kaa imeshtuliwa.
Kaa imeshtuliwa bana.
So the Toyota Sienta number 1.
The Toyota Sienta. The other car we need really to look at is the Honda Jade.
Honda Jade.
Honda Jade is an MPV. It can seat 6.
Ah, so Honda Jade is the only car that can fall into two categories.
Two categories.
Wow, that's powerful.
It was a very interesting car.
Yes.
The other car that maybe guys can... what happened to the Honda Spike? Is it still in product? Apparently, they are not many.
They are not many anymore.
Mm. But in terms of seven-seaters, yes. Those are two cars that you can
Delica.
Look at.
Delica.
Then 20 kwa minivans.
Yes.
Last year, it was the Honda Stepwagon.
Yeah, right now...
Right now, the price of Stepwagons have really gone up.
In fact, you said they're beyond the Noah and the Voxy.
If you buy the new ship,
yes.
most of the times, it's a Pataiko beyond...
The Spada.
The Spada new ship.
New ship, yeah.
The one that the tailgate opens like this.
Interesting.
It's very expensive.
Now, what we meet your review, kabizu to apatia lini?
Tutatafuta. Yo, tutatafuta.
So, we have the in the minivans, you said which one?
The minivans one? we have the Honda Jade,
yes.
The Toyota Sienta. Mm-hmm. Those are, in fact, the Wish is overpriced. Wish
hata siongelee maneno yake.
Kuna wasee wanaweza sema kuhusu Toyota Ipsum, but the Ipsum is not the Toyota Ipsum is that it has iko na a very big engine, so yes. Fuel consumption is not the best, just like the Honda Odyssey.
Yes. By the way, those two, Honda Odyssey and the
Estima.
And the Estima too.
So, but let's also shift to the Delica.
Yes.
The Delica. Kuna msia anasema Sienta iko na shida ya suspension mpya, which I will tend to differ.
Okay.
Because hiyo gari iko na shock ya Probox.
Mm-hmm. Akwe specific, iko na shida ya shock ya wapi?
Shock gani? Because inaweza kuwa unanunua shocks bomb.
Yes. And of clear gari kuna shida ya suspension.
Exactly.
You're right.
The Mazda Primacy, unfortunately, will not fall here.
It will never.
It will not fall here because of obvious reasons.
Yes.
In terms of running costs and also fuel economy. Vitu kama hizo, Mazda Primacy is a bit disadvantaged.
It's a bit disadvantaged.
But there is an underrated car. It's called the Mazda Biante.
Ah. Now that you've talked about the Mazda Biante, I'll tell you for a fact, we've had so many people requesting for the review of that car. I don't know where to get one, but if we can...
We can review one.
Tumalizane na hii mwaka na hiyo gari, tusidaiwe hiyo gari next year.
Shida ya Mazda Biante ni, they are not many right now in the market.
They are not.
They are not many. But anyway, tusonge tu, Delica...
NV200.
NV200 kama we ni mtu wa kununua mae. You know, the funny thing, it does not make sense to buy a Probox.
Yes.
When you can top up 100K
and buy an NV200,
which is bigger.
Yes.
And especially if you get an NV200 with a manual transmission.
Ah.
Utakuwa mbele sana.
Fantastic. Naona watu wanapiga nazo biashara all across the country. Kisumu, Kericho, wapi.
Punda,
punda sana. Tusonge kwa group ingine wakabi ambayo haupendi sana.
Uh-huh.
Lakini hii group nafikiri, we will just tackle the intro bit of it. Because we feel past that, those guys do not need to sit and listen to two handsome guys talking about cars.
Trying to advise them.
So let's cross over to the European cars. Okay? So European cars, I'm talking about cars between 0 shillings. But I need a car that can take me to town, you know.
A shopping basket.
Kenyeneza wachia. Watoto wangu wa sukane na wajifunze kuendesha. You understand? So which cars do you think on the European side? I am a guy who does, you know, I don't do JDM. You know, I want to buy European. So what am I looking at? What options am I looking at?
One thing.
Yes.
And we have to agree on this.
Yes.
Even the people who do not want to agree with this, it's an unfortunate reality.
Yes.
Number one, European cars have very low reliability ratings.
That is true. Across the board.
Across the board.
Yes.
They are expensive to run.
Very.
But there is one car that has been suited for the Kenyan market.
Yes.
And that is the new VW Polo Vivo. Ile brand new.
I agree with you.
It's tropicalized. It does not have unnecessary European tech.
Imeinuliwa juu. Milango za nyuma unapiga.
Unapiga waida.
Manual. Hey.
Lakini, yes. Hiyo inaweza kuwa VW yenye iko kama Toyota. It's
yes.
A car that you will not be afraid of going over. Do you up it? Is it DSG? No.
Yes. there's something that you mentioned before we started this conversation, Okabi, and you had done a profile of the kind of people who will want to buy this kind of car. Okay, and you said properly, and I heard you, ulisema, how ni watu wana mind sana downtime.
Exactly.
You understand? So you are a guy, you want a car, you want a fantastic car, you care so much about downtime because in value to you, time is money.
Time is money.
If a car is in a garage being fixed, it's wasting your money.
You're losing money.
You're exactly. So now if you're in that category, your category ni watu wachache sana wakati.
Sana.
Watu wenye downtime ni pesa, ni watu wachache sana. Hao ni watu wenye, you know, my car is, you know, your car is not running, no problem. Kuna mtu atakuja kuichukua hapo, utaletewa gari nyingine hapo, uendelee na maisha yako. You understand? But kama hujafika hapo, nafikiri the Vivo Polo will be an ex for you.
It will be quite expensive.
Yes.
But
considering you can get
for that price,
a Honda Accord.
You can get a Honda Accord, you can get a Mazda Atenza petrol.
Yes.
Na sasa hiyo pesa ndio inakupatia kibakuli zero mileage.
So kama wewe hujafika hapo, I think it wouldn't be a perfect choice. Tusonge mbele kidogo, which other car would be? You know, I have a Range Rover, but I need a car that, you know, looks the part, balances the part. I can occasionally, you know, take it out for a golfing, whatever, nini nini. Ama, you know where I'm going with this.
I would go for the Mercedes-Benz W212, the
yes,
E-Class.
The E-Class.
Mm. Yoni gari iko...
Iko balanced. And there's something you're saying about why would you buy a C-Class when you can top up to...
Doesn't make economic sense.
Yes.
Doesn't make economic sense.
So, any car on the European side, Bugu, are we still on? Any car on the European side, Wokabi, from 3.5 kwenda juu, we can both agree. Hawa sawa tatuambia, but we can both agree how watu wanaweza nunua hizo gari.
They have other cars
and they're not guys who really look into reliability. Ukitaka kununua kitu kama SQ5, bro, you go buy it. Forget the shenanigans that nini.
Huyo ni msee anasema I want an SQ5.
Yes. I die. Kama ni engine ni kuni, nda ship engine nyingine.
Nitaleta nyingine.
It's not a problem. You understand? Kama ni mtu anataka kununua G-Wagon, I do not think you are even here listening to two handsome guys.
Exactly.
Again, as I said, talking about, you know, which car to buy. You understand? I think hawa watu ni watu wanajielewa. Ni kama kwa mfano ulikuwa unasema, our former president
is in love with the G-Wagon.
Yes. And the Mahindra.
And he also has a Mahindra to run around the farm. Yes. The farm. Mm. He has special love for the 200 series.
Definitely. Do you walk up to Mr. President and tell him, usinunue G-Wagon?
Atakuambia.
Hata kama inaua engine daily. I believe he's a guy who can buy 10 engines for 10 days and swap them in and drive the car.
Exactly.
So there is a point in life where when you get... It's not about reliability, it's not about affordability, it's not about running costs.
It's about what I want.
It is about what I want. Hiyo ndo kitu mimi understand kama ukabe amevaa digital watch ya 300,000 na mimi naweza nunua smart watch ya
2,000.
Yes sir.
I would like us to take questions.
Yes sir.
Let me start with kuna mtu anasema Let me see.
Isaac Babuji anasema how ndio watu wa kupick watoto shule na VX. That is true.
Watu wamefika self-actualization.
Self-actualization. It's not about sijui affordability. When they hear you saying, oh, mafuta imepanda bei, wanashanga. I told you a story about there's a time we went to fuel with my young brother here, Mbugua. And a guy just walked in with was it a Phantom? Hey. Kaingia bwana akaweka full tank. Sisi hapo tumeenda kuweka 1000 ngapi?
2000. Na sasa 2000 hiyo skill umenyang'anywa sana. Karibu gari itapike.
Jamaa wako tuko simi no just do full tank. Akatoa nini? His daily driving Rolls-Royce bro.
But hata mimi nikipata pesa,
hiyo
G63. V8.
Ikunywe kukunywa.
Waacha ikunywe. I die.
Pesa natafutia nani? Chukua exactly. Maswali mawili. Mtu ameuliza what about Porsche Cayenne?
Porsche Cayenne, hiyo ni ya watu wamefika self-actualization.
Yes.
Bro. That's not a car for... If you're buying a Porsche Cayenne, you definitely have another car.
Yes. and you have money,
and you have money,
and you don't care whether the engine will cost you a million or two.
Exactly.
You can afford it.
Huh? Then we have somebody asking about, also expound more on Chinese budget vehicles. The Chinese budget vehicles that we have in the Kenyan market are
yes,
two.
Yes.
We have the Mobius.
Yes.
And we have the Peugeot Landtrek pickup.
Thank you.
It's only getting billion in
the farm. The Mobius is actually priced well.
It's priced very well.
Sindio?
Yeah.
Only if they told us what it is and they put it out for a review and what to own exactly what it is. I have a feeling probably they might sell.
They might sell, but now
Tujui Mobius ni nini. Because we are assuming, based with the research we have and the information we have, it is a rebadged.
It's a rebadged bike, BJ40.
But wenyewe hajatuambia.
Hajatuambia, but we know.
Yes.
Haya, Peugeot wanna launch pickup Kenya very soon.
Yes, which is not a Peugeot.
It is not a Peugeot pickup.
Yes.
And Ibrahim, we being poor is a bad thing because we Africans are taken for a ride.
Yes.
Your gari, the Peugeot Landtrek, and I'm saying this without fear.
Of contradiction.
Of contradiction.
Mm.
The Peugeot Landtrek pickup. Msidanganywe na mtu ati hiyo ni Peugeot. No. In fact, it's a Kaisen K70. Which is a Chinese pickup, and that Peugeot Landtrek is not sold in Europe.
It's only sold in
Asia, Africa, and South America. So that tells you something.
Definitely.
It tells you something from the word go.
Nimekupata, bro.
So.
Got you. So your parting shots, Okabi. Parting shots. Sama tuchukue maswali.
Lawrence
Chega anasema, tell me about the Mercedes-Benz B180. B200 2013 to 2014 version.
B180, B200, those cars, they are not bad. They are Mercedes Benzes, but you should be, you know, they are expensive to maintain, they are expensive to buy.
Yes.
You ni ile gari mount ni 11,000.
Ata inashinda 11,000.
Inashinda 11,000.
I think
currently.
It should be 18.
18, yeah. Mm. So it's a good car. It's a car that will give you status and also udakupatia class, but you have to dig deeper.
Yes, when it comes to maintenance.
Yeah, it's not your normal dudu.
Tony Versace. Yes, you go on Versace ukweli. And I will use a conversation. Appreciate you guys. Toyota IST versus Toyota Raktis versus Honda Fit.
Now, if we are talking about the Toyota IST, this is basically the locally used market.
Definitely.
Toyota Raktis is big and spacious.
Yes.
Honda Fit and the Raktis are a bit cramped up.
Cramped up, yeah.
So the Raktis will give you best in terms of practicality. All of them are reliable cars.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he can buy eight of them.
He can buy
as
them.
Long as he goes the Raktis. Raktis. Kama anataka tu tugari tuwili, tuwa bei kidogo mzuri. Piki, he can buy either.
Yeah, both of them are good cars.
Apo Swafi Barida. When did you manage a Suzuki Swift as my first car? Do you recommend?
Yes. It's a good car. Sioni shida ya Suzuki Swift.
Yes. Apo umesema kweli. Steve Mopao. Thanks for the pre-patch inspection of the Mark X. Ah.
Mopao alisema naendesha gari vibaya.
Mopao bwana, Mopao alisema wewe unaweza muua. Mopao, thank you for calling the A team.
Yeah, for pre-patch inspection. But we had to push that car.
Yes.
That is something we have to tell our clients.
Yes.
We have to push that car for us to get the clean bill of health.
Yes, when you call us for a pre-patch inspection, unaweza fikiria tuna race, but the truth is we need to see if the car is functional and okay.
Yes.
And part of that responsibility is
pushing it.
Yes.
So that we can tell if a car is overheating or not.
So generally Mopao.
Mopao.
Very awesome dude.
He's a good guy. He's very,
very
cool.
Very awesome dude.
Ni Jacob mwenyewe.
Jacob mwenyewe. Sasa akiletea tu sisi Mark.
Ah, tutakuwa sorted.
Na tose tela. Tusonge maswali mawili.
Maswali mawili. Dakika
tunasema Wakabi, ningetaka kujua Nissan Dualis ikianza kutoa sauti tofauti. Ni nini ndo shida?
Hapo gearbox hamna.
Ah, huyo ameuliza kwa Kiswahili, inabidi umjibu kwa Kiswahili.
Pale katika lile dude
la kuingiza gear 1, 2, 3, 4
hilo hamna.
Hamna. Kwanza lile lina CVT lile.
Lina CVT?
Ah, mbwaki ni kabisa. Soka mele. Brian Gide anauliza, what about the La Festa ni 7-seater?
Hey, La Festa, first generation. Muriferan. Muriferan.
What about the second generation?
The second generation is a rebadged Mazda Primus.
Yes.
It is not bad.
Yes.
but pale kwa fuel economy kidogo it's not the best.
Ah.
Also running costs is a bit expensive as well.
Fantastic. It's just Bonnie and Alza. What's your take on the Ford Ranger 3.2 2016?
Maridadi tena pozi kabisa.
Pozi kabisa.
Pozi kabisa.
Mm. Hey. Take the car. George CPA. And it was CPA George Libendi. Hello guys, what about Prado?
Toyota Prado, if you're buying a Prado, buy a VXL,
yes,
3 liter, yes, or a TXL 2.8 liter, loco,
yes,
I'm a South African spec.
Perfect.
Ioni.
Pose it tena maridari.
Maridari tena. Tuleta DJ Afro siku moja.
Yes. Ay, nachukua maswali. Join him to what about Honda Stream?
Honda Stream ilikuwa gari mzuri sana, but unfortunately you can't get it new.
Yes.
You must get it locally used.
Yes.
But ni gari fresh kabisa.
Safi kabisa. Collins, but if it is car for business work, I prefer Hiace 5L value for money. Do you agree? Kama ni gari ya biashara.
5L is a very good car. It's a good workhorse.
Mm.
The 200 series in the Toyota Hiace, the ones that came with the 1KD, 2KD,
yes,
and now 1GD,
yes,
they are also very powerful, very fuel economical, but yes, you need to watch on. The cost of maintaining a 200 series, is what we call a chopper, is higher than maintaining a 5L. 5L ilikuwa punda.
Kabisa?
Yep.
Una jamaa anajiitwa Francis Moruri. Francis Moruri anauliza, I took my Suzuki Swift for an L change. Nikaambiwa seal ya kuconnect gearbox na engine imeisha. Ile rear main seal.
Yeah.
Kindly advice.
Kawaida sana. Kawaida sana.
Badlisha. Lazima wabomoe engine, wai separate.
Ndiyo weke.
Ndiyo weke ile seal. Ni kitu kidogo, uneza pata yo seal kama ile of tattoo.
Haya.
Hey.
I love this kind of feedback.
Yes.
Kuna mtu anaitwa Top X List.
Yes.
Anasema lecturer wetu St. Paul's University amefanyiwa ile kitu na Mazda Demio KDJ ya diesel.
Thank you. Thank you.
Unajua tukiwaambia hizi maneno mnaonanga kama
so Kabi, there's something I need to address. there are three players. Wacha tuwaite players.
Players, yes.
Sawa. There are people who want to sell this. Okay? Which is ni sawa.
Ni sawa, ni hustle.
Ni biashara, ni hustle. And then kuna wale wanaitwa gatekeepers.
Yes.
Wale ambao wamekuwa trusted kusema hizi gari ni mzuri na zinafaa zinunuliwe na wana kondo. Unanielewa?
Yes.
And then there is us. And then there is us. So now sisi ni kama how do I call it? Sisi ni wase wenye tuliingilia kwa dirisha. Tukapata kama bash inaendelea.
We cannot change that.
And these guys are here because of that.
And so we cannot.
Tutakuwa very consistent with the truth. Whether they like us
or they don't.
Mm. Bugwa. Bugwa. Hey, conversation.
Sawa. Oh, so Ibrahim,
yes,
ulikuwa umesema kitu.
Ilikuwa nikisema maneno ya kusema kweli.
Yes.
So umesema principal wa shule amefanywa kitu na Mazda CX-5 ya diesel.
Mazda Demio.
Oh, KDJ. Mazda Demio. Oh, 1.5.
1.5. Ni mtu diesel. Umesema hapa. Alafu watu, you know, these dealers, we told guys, the reason why the dealers are, and I'll say this without fear of contradiction. Yes. The reason why there are so many Mazda CX-5 diesels in the market today and Mazda Demios, and it's because these cars are cheap in Japan.
Yeah, very cheap.
They are very cheap. Yeah. So when they are brought here, these guys will ultimately make bigger profits.
Definitely.
So it's about, what am I making?
Yes.
They don't care. Well, unajua ukinunua gari umeenda. And that is one thing that you guys fail to understand most of the times.
Yes.
The person who is selling the car to you has no good intentions.
True.
Hakuna.
Yeye anataka kutengeneza profit.
Ukitaka kujua vizuri, enda uulize mtu anauza magari, especially za diesel, the Mazdas. Ask them what is wrong with this car. Nakwambia unajua hii gari si mbaya. Alafu ushift hapo umuulize na hii
haikuangi mbaya sana.
Nakwambia haikuangi mbaya sana.
Ni venye tu watu wanaongea.
Exactly.
Mm.
But you see,
1 week later
you're in problems.
Unachunga unafunga engine.
Alafu ukue ni to make matters worse, ukue umenunua gari na asset financing.
Mm.
And then it starts bringing such problems.
No wonder you cannot see any hybrid car here, okay?
Yeah.
Lawrence Chege, a very good question here, Okabi, as we wind up. Another car I'm interested with is a Mercedes-Benz GLC 250.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice car.
What do you think? Should you consider doing a review about it?
Yeah, we are doing a GLC review is coming very soon.
Yes.
Very, very, very soon. So stay tuned. December, festive season to mewasot. Chir-chir langat. Anasema, why is it that the Hyundai Santa Fe 2008 to 2010 is that cheap? I mean, Kigali, and it's very common. Is there a known issue for these Santa Fes?
Yes.
They are cheap because of some reasons, of course. These cars, I told you something about Santa Fe when they clock high mileages.
Yes.
They are not the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are not the best.
I'm looking for a question. Kuna jamaa anaitwa Mr. Yegon. Mr. Yegon, what is your question, bro? Sisomi. Faith Ndeya. Anasema, Eric, I love you.
Ati Faith who?
Ndeya. You are supposed to answer.
Mbona mnaniweka kwa fix?
Yeah.
Mbona mnaniweka? Anyway, Faith anaitwa? Ndenya.
Amesema, Eric, I love you. Sasa kuna jamaa anaitwa Edwin, kuna jamaa anaitwa Isaac Babji. Ameenda pale kwa Super Chat, amebonyeza kidude, ameweka shilingi 200. We appreciate you bro. Atuna encourage wale wengine wako hapa live, there is a button there, there is a money button pale kwa chat. Ukiangalia, if you click on it, it is connected to what we call M-Pesa Express. You can always buy your boys some tea
and biscuits.
We will appreciate. Mtu ameuliza swali mzuri. Tyson Ochola.
Hata mimi nilikuwa nimeona hiyo swali ya Tyson Ochola.
Yes. Talk about the Proton X70.
Proton X70 tunawaletea.
Yes.
Usiwe na wasiwasi. Proton X70 inakuja.
Review full
na my boys. Alafu Dr. Kingori is in the house.
Ai. Dr. Kingori.
Dr. Kingori is
Kings
in the
mwenye.
House. Kings mwenyewe na Subaru nini? Plio. Subaru Plio ni Daihatsu Mira.
Okay. Why explain it? Najua kabla unasimuka ukisema Daihatsu Mira ni Subaru Clio unafikiria watu wanaelewa. So what is a Daihatsu Mira?
Daihatsu Mira ni kale kagari kadogo. Kameribajiwa. It's being sold as still, I think, the Toyota Pigsys.
Yes.
Pigsys Epoch kitu kama hiyo. Alafu pia it's sold as the Mira is sold as the Daihatsu Deck.
Okay.
Dex. Then hii nyingine Clio is still another kafanifani Daihatsu. But it's not a Subaru, it's still a Daihatsu.
It's a Daihatsu.
Yeah. So hiyo inaitwa budget engineering. Na Collins Beta anasema bring the Fortuner with the GD engines. Itaka. Relax.
We got you. Kuna jamaa anauliza what about the Chevrolet Trailblazer?
Trailblazer ni gari inaweza kuwa a bit challenging to maintain. But si mbaya sana. Si mbaya sana. But parts.
Yes.
Mtasumbuka kidogo.
Mtu ameuliza mambo ya Toyota Isis nayo kabi unasema aje?
Toyota Isis is a vehicle that is very spacious, looks funny, and has very weird fuel economy.
It's just money amesema wanataka kuchanga pesa nunulie mbugwa hako ka Subaru Pleo. Mkifikisha haka kitu kanauza pesa kama. By the way, watu wanakuanga kwa hii channel wakabi. Kila msaa kitua so. Najua tutakuwa na 10 mic.
Na kuna mwingine naitwa High Silicon F1. Pia amefanya hiyo kitu. Na wireless mjuki pia anasema anataka. Asa amepotea bana. Kuna huyu msia amesema, anataka Porsche kanisa. Porsche Cayenne.
Porsche Cayenne. We are working on
kama
it.
Kama uko na Porsche Cayenne kwa showroom yako.
Pigia sisi.
Simu 0700-088-111.
Yes. Mbugu anaeka pale simu kwa nini pale.
Wewe Patrick Rope, hiyo gari unataka wachana nayo.
Patrick Rope anataka Ford Fusion.
Ama Mondeo.
Hiyo inakuanga na dual clutch. Ndio. Iko na zile ma clutch fox pale nyuma.
Bas.
Brother ni Fordio. Wachana nayo.
Na kuna Nelson Mandela.
Wycliffe Chesila naulizia link ya Tiny Pesa Mbugu.
Link ya Tiny Pesa.
Leo naona leo arambe tuenda nyumbani na mita mbili hapa.
Exactly. Na sasa au wasewa nafaa wajue.
Titus amecheza
kama Yesu.
This is fantastic, bro.
Wycliffe tushaongea kuhusu ICs. Single cab brand new. Kuna mse Aloiki.
Yes.
Hello, Wakabi. Please highlight on single cab brand new. If you're buying a single cab brand new, you're probably going to be choosing between two options.
Yes.
The Toyota Hilux or the Isuzu D-Max.
The Isuzu D-Max.
Yo, hizo magari ziko fit.
Yes.
It's a matter of personal preference. kuna zingine ziko in the market like the Mitsubishi L200.
Yes.
But the cred is not 100%. Yeah. Nissan Navara, Ford. But the best bet, if you, it has to be two. Your choice has to be among two, between two vehicles.
The D-Max?
The D-Max and the Hilux.
Or the Hilux.
Yeah.
Whichever you choose to buy, it's still a good choice.
It's still a good choice. Yeah.
We are here to remind you, it's still a fantastic choice. Patrick Ropa amecheka bwana, ni kama amefaidika. Subaru BP5, good for a first time car. Ona?
Subaru BP5, shwari kabisa. Shwari. Ni inakaa mzuri sana.
Yes. Swafi, I need a Toyota Premio stroke Allion 2015. Uyu ni Penina Mukami. This is a very serious question, Okabi. I need a Toyota Premio stroke Allion 2015 or a Mazda Xela 2015. Must be 1500cc. She needs it.
Penina Mukami.
Pigia sisi simu.
Pigia sisi simu. But I'll advise, if you buy the Premio, buy it in 1800cc.
Yes.
If you buy the 1500, it's going to be very lazy.
Mm.
So if you want a car that is good, Axela 1500 will be a better buy.
Yes.
It's also going to be more affordable.
Mm. The Codefather anasema, auri simtatengeneza masuleman bana ringa, pigia sisi.
Pigia sisi simu, Codefather. Codefather. Na asanti sana.
0700088111. Call us today to connect kwa Sule. Akushughulikie mambo yako ya Auris, lazima tutengeneze.
Harun Hakil, asante sana kwa leo mnacheza, mnacheza kama nini.
Maze, karibu naamka tu nianze kudance. How bano. About Nissan Serena?
Nissan Serena bro, tumeongea hii maneno. Nissan Serena, do not think about it. It is not a good car.
Yes.
Especially the hybrid one.
Mm.
Hey. Mm. Daniel? Ah, Faith. Faith Mbenya. Sasa, nitajitoa aje kwa hii mix.
Itabidi tuende tuonane na Faith.
Yeah, Faith, kuna DM section.
Yes.
Tunaweza ongea hapo. Hapo nitajiweka kwa.
Kini huko atapata mbugu kwa sababu mbugonda na manage your page. Anaitwa Man Like Anto. Anauliza maoni yenu ya Kluga ni yapi. Kluga.
Kluga, very nice car, but very thirsty.
Very thirsty.
Very thirsty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Derek Nzomo is asking about the Subaru WRX S4. Yo gari nauza around kilo 2.5, 2.6, Mike.
Yo gari bei, bei na utaitana.
Utaitana.
But that's a very, it's not a car, it's a car for somebody who loves that car.
Yes.
Ni kama, I'm in a certain group, somebody was selling an Evo for 5 mic. A real Mitsubishi Lancer Evolution. Guys are like, oh, and I'm like, do Kenyans, do you people know what is an Evo one? Nasa hiyo unapata yuko na Mishimoto radiator, Mishimoto
My friend, index. Imefanyua kila kitu.
Bana.
Na kuna jamaa hapa anatoka KDG, anaitwa Ibra wa KDG.
Ako wapi Ibra
wa KDG? Anasema vidiana show iko poa.
Ibra.
Sana.
Ibra? Ibra wa KDG? Ibra wa KDG nimekuwa kwako leo.
Wameuza gari hapo bei mzuri sana.
Bei mzuri sana.
Watu wa KDG, wajui bei ya gari?
Watu wa KDG, kuna mtu wameangukia leo.
Swafi tena barida.
Hey.
Wadau mnashinda KBC kwa viewers on YouTube. We, Vixi. Wacha uchokozi. Michael Chukwanza, what about the Volvo V60?
We.
Aloiki amepiga pale 500, lakini sawa, jibu swali.
Aloiki, hii Volvo...
Michael Njuguna.
No, Michael Njuguna.
V60.
EV 60.
Yes.
We would not really call it a car that is value for money. The things you need to know about the V60, it's a very nice car. It's very safe. It's very trendy.
Yes.
But it's a bit expensive to maintain that V60.
Yes.
Also, the Isin gearbox is easily... It is not the most comfortable gearbox to be handling.
Yeah.
Yo gari ukifanyua timing na mtu hajui.
Ah. Uko toast.
We are toast.
I think we have a record of several ones that zinauzwa.
Ni venye
tunangoja tuitwe tufanye pre-purchase. Maanake ziko na check engine haipotei.
Haipotei at all.
Kwa sababu timing ili. Hey. Kuna jamaa anauliza hapa, very good question, Okabi. Chris Mugambi is asking about the RRA4 2020 model. Full-time four-wheel drive for 4 mic. Is it value for money? Would you recommend a 2-liter or a 2.5-liter?
If I'm buying a RAV4, I would definitely recommend the 2.5-liter.
Yes.
It's not lazy, it's more agile.
Mm.
For the 2020 million, at 4 million, it's actually a very good deal.
Mm.
You know why? Because if you buy a 2015 RAV4, it's costing for 3 point something.
Yes.
So the 2021, it has less mileage on it. It is a better car if you know what you're buying.
Yes.
If you want a car for the long term, the 2020 really makes value for money.
Yes.
Yeah.
True. Apo swafi sana bro. Brand Gidaya anasema, I think you need to bring a review of engines. I love you on KDF TV. Ni nini?
Ah, hii sasa unaniletea chakula kwa mdomo.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Yeah, we'll sample that. Engine types. We'll I think we will go by automaker. We'll try to sample the engines in Toyota.
In
then
fact,
go to Mercedes.
Why don't we have a series of the best engines for each automaker?
Perfect. I think hiyo ndio tutaifanya kama talking head.
Hiyo ni talking head. Mm.
So afika bila msijaribu kuhepa request yangu for the third time this year. Francis Kariuki.
Which request?
Tuambie what tunangoja swali ya Francis Kariuki. Lazima tujue.
Kuna Wycliffe cha Siri anasema, what do you think about the new Toyota Hiace?
Yes.
The new Toyota Hiace ni venye tu iko na mapua ndefu.
Mm.
It's still the same old, same drivetrain, same engines. Although yes. It's coming with the GD engines.
Yes.
But in my opinion, I think it looks better.
Yes.
So it's, I'm excited. I'm excited about that car.
Enoch Wizzy, man, I am a hustler and a dream of buying a car soon. Mazda Tenza is my dream car. What do you think about the car? Is it good for entry level?
Mazda Tenza, if you buy petrol, it will be good for entry level.
Yes.
If you buy diesel,
mm.
You will exit
yeah.
the car in the same way you have entered.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm, tunauliza blue tick swali yangu. F1
high
swali.
Silicone.
Hey, high silicone atupatie swali. Okay.
Pia Jospat Kipuruto naona amecheza kama yeye. Mm. High silicone, yeah. rudia.
Leta swali hapo chini tu remix. Vix, it, K-E, I'm just your number one follower. Ibrahim, tell us your handles, tags, Wakabi, tumfollow, quote, your vlog is the best in town.
Nice.
And we just go by their official names. Sisi ya tunanga majina
mingi.
Utapata Eric Wakabi at Eric Wakabi, utapata Ibrahim Toloi at Ibrahim Toloi, utapata Richard Mbugua at Richard Mbugua. Tunanga, sisi ya tunama bobi. Sisi ni watu very simple, we do our thing and you guys know how we roll. Watu wanacheza mwana. Hey.
Kuna mtu anauliza, what are your views and thoughts of a VW Scirocco and a Mazda Xela as a student car? If you are a student,
take the Xela.
Take the Xela.
Wachana na hii Scirocco, sijui Scirocco. Wachana
Scirocco, yeah.
Hiyo jina kwa Luya.
Si mzuri.
Ah, si mzuri.
Ah.
Scirocco? Kai. Maswali ziko wapi? I'm here to see high silicone F1 question. I don't know where is this question.
Ameuliza namna gani?
Can you see his question? You seen it? Ah, oh. Mark X300G na 250 zinatumia which transmission?
They both use automatic.
Automatic
transmission. It's a
6-speed
auto. 6-speed auto.
Fantastic car. Very nice to drive.
No. Mm. There is a question I'd seen.
Mm.
Okay.
Benson Oliko kitafuta swali, 2015 Mazda Xela versus the Nissan Sylphy, what do you recommend?
I'll go for the Xela
any day and time
for obvious reasons.
Yes. Considering the difference in pricing is 100,000 or 150 thereabout.
Wycliffe Chesire,
yes,
anasema Wakabi, there is a 4-liter Prado, it's a good petrol engine but very thirsty, also a better buy from the diesel counterpart. The 4-liter, I have driven it.
Mm.
Tulienda Migori. Mm-hmm. The Prado 4-liter,
yes,
to and fro.
Mm-hmm.
Ilikuwa chipa. Mm-hmm. Kupanda ndege tukiwa
akia
wasee watatu kushinda kuona na hiyo gari.
Ai.
It's very thirsty. It's fast but it's very 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 thirsty.
Yes.
So if you're buying a Prado, I'll say this again.
Mm.
It's either the diesel or none.
Either the diesel or the diesel.
Or the diesel.
Yeah. Tusonge mbele Wakabi. Jamani aitwa coming up. Vipi wasee, I'm into old school. So how about a turbocharged Subaru Forester SG9?
Subaru Forester SG9 is the epitome of the Subaru Forester lineup.
But there is a high chance. Tembea pale Digidobi wako na MG mingi sana.
Teresia Kamoi,
yes,
anauliza, I'm a Toyota diehard. Is a Rakti a good buy for a fast car for a lady? Kindly advise. Teresia Kamoi, the Rakti is a mwa buy for a first time car.
Yes.
You don't look back.
Don't look back, eh? Can we take Audi Fines?
Mm-hmm.
Anauliza swali yangu, hamuoni used KCG Estima for 1.1 buy or dry?
Kama you can the Estima is actually a good looking car.
Yes.
It's reliable but it's a bit thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't mind fuel economy, the Estima would work just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you're going to have a hard time kidogo kutafuta body parts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Weekly for Dera Analyza, I'm tempted to buy a locally used 209 Mach X.
Mm-hmm.
At 800. Mileage ni 176K. Is it a good deal?
Mileage kwa Mach X, hata iko imeenda 300.
Nunua. Bora ni gari safi.
Bora ni safi. Mach X, what you have to look out for. I think sana sana ni
Accident. By the way.
Accident.
Mark X drive train yake, bro. Ni solid. Ni kuangalia tu body kama imekulwa na umbwa. You know those are the most... kama body iko fiti. And remember to call people in for pre-purchase inspection, okay? Because these are things you cannot see. Francis Kariuki anauliza, my request ni step wagon spada new model. Is it a good buy?
It's a good buy. Mm. You cannot go wrong. Alafu, you know, there is a step wagon with a turbo charger.
Wow.
1500cc. The same one Honda. On the Jade.
Yeah. Hey, Honda ni wabaya. Honda Ferrari. 2023 is going to be a Honda's year.
It's going to be a Honda year.
Hey, Tiang anauliza, is the BMW A36 a good fast car?
Hey, Tiang.
Unataka kuanza kuendesha gari na BMW? Tena A36.
E36 si mbaya sana kwa mtu ana not my tone. Yes. Si mbaya sana. But for a first time car owner,
no.
it's not the car to buy.
Wachia watu vichwa ngumu kidogo. That one needs people who love mixing, you know, interacting with oil, you know, interacting with few electrical issues here and there. Like watu wanapenda kufix magari, especially now that it's an E36. Hey bro, ni gari imekaka.
Kuna mtu anaitwa Naftali Kamau.
Yes.
Anasema currently using a Subaru GP6, 2 liter, upgrading to a Volkswagen Golf All-Track. Yes. Maintenance and running costs. Hey, si ununue Subaru Outback, bro. If you're upgrading from a Subaru GP6, the best bet would be upgrading to an Outback. All-Track wachana nayo.
True. Joshua Nyarango, HSC,
si.
Anauliza, I want Honda Grace. What say you?
Buy it. Nashuku, ameingia show a bit late.
Yes.
Yo tumeongelea
Honda Grace. Mahali pale nyuma. I think Joshua, itabidi rewind show. But the Honda Grace is a fantastic car. Very, very, very good car.
Okay. Penina Mukami, naona ako serious. Eh?
Yes.
Which one would you... I'm not saying everyone is not serious, yes, but I feel we need to handle this.
Yes.
Which one would you recommend between a Mazda Axela 2015 and a Toyota Auris 2015 for a first-time car owner? Penina.
You've gotten this question several times.
Buy the Mazda.
Yes.
The Auris is good, but the Mazda gives you more. They are both good cars, but the Mazda gives you more. Alafu Anthony anasema hatuta mwambia shida ya Mazda Atenza ni gani. Sisi tumesema Mazda Atenza diesel.
Hiyo ndo iko na shida.
Petrol,
nunua. Swafi Barida.
Yes.
James Chege anauza juu ya Lexus RX 270 ya 2010 iko aje.
RX 270, 2010, not bad.
Lexus are known to be very reliable.
Very reliable cars.
As long as they've had a good repair, you know, maintenance history.
Yes.
I think if you can check it out, like gari fit, I think it's a fantastic car.
It's not bad.
I think our time is up.
Our time is up.
Lawrence Shege amecheza kama yeye. Cool.
Asante sana.
Mazetu, we appreciate the love, we appreciate the support, and we promise you that next Monday we'll be here.
We'll be here on Monday.
Kwanzia sana, we are back to normal programming.
Shida ilikuwa World Cup.
World Cup. Brazil.
Too.
Watu wa Samba. Samba boys. Mkatuambia tusikue hapo
usiku. Tusikue hapa. Na hii tu mli request tusikue hapa Monday. So Monday we are going to be here. Parting shots, I believe Ibrahim.
Yes.
We should tell these guys what's lined up for the festive season.
Definitely. Hey, bro, we have awesome stuff.
We have awesome.
And from next year, we are pushing ourselves and challenging ourselves to give them better awesome content. Especially the Redriven. Na tumecheki pale Twitter, we put out a tweet and guys have responded. Watu wa Facebook tuliwasahau, but we'll do a Facebook post tomorrow and just get to see what kind of cars these guys want to see on Redriven.
Yes.
Na tunatengeneza kitu moto sana.
In fact, tunataka tuwatengeneze mahali, ukitaka kujua gari Redriven, unaenda hapo specifically,
yes,
mahali kuna magari Redriven,
yes,
only.
Yes.
So,
hakuna confusion. Asijui unangoja, asijui kuanzia Monday paka Sunday, kanisa asijui nini hapana.
Hapo unaona Redriven.
So we will put you where you will enjoy just watching Redriven cars and making those buying decisions on the Redriven cars. Ndiyo kabi?
Yeah.
Watu wanauliza maswali. Gidha anasema tu conversation ni team kubwa sana.
Thank you, bana. Thank you.
Ati wanataka tukue na junior segment. Segment ni ya watu wadogo ama watu wadogo.
Sijui.
Aya, parting shots Okabi. As you find, as you know, it's a December, you know, the year is coming to an end. And it's a time of the year where you always say, drive safe, take care of yourself. You know, do not do things that will put you and your family in danger.
In danger, yeah.
because we need you guys for next year.
We need you next year.
Yes.
Your family needs you. Mm. The country needs you.
Yes.
Lazima mlipe madeni bana.
Mm, lazima mchukue pesa ya Hustler Fund.
Hustler Fund.
Na mfanye savings pale.
Mm. Alafu tena lazima jua lazima madeni ni mingi.
Yes.
Hii expressway lazima hakuna kutoroka hii festive season. Hii expressway tunalipa pamoja.
Yes.
Na SGR.
Mm. Sisi wote tuko chini ya nabii. Nabii na ule mwingine
wake alitoa. Ule jamaa wa shati kama hii.
Anakulanga mahindi sana.
Anakwenda mahindi.
Uko shoo jamaa simuluya. Muona venye amesiaga hiyo mahindi leo?
Siaga mahindi, my friend. Anasiaga mahindi venye Sylvie usiaga bushes.
Ni kama wale walikuwa na eh na huyu jamaa anakula hii mahindi. it was tough.
Like, the good thing the guy is real.
Yes.
There is no room for pretending.
By the way, by there's the no one, room for pretending. One thing I love about that guy is he gets the going done. Like
he's whatever what, you want to think.
He's like, the package.
You know what?
Yeah. I am here. Take me as I am.
As I am.
Eh. Hii maneno mingi, sijui makeup, sijui nini. Hapana. Nimemwona juzi amevaa koti nafikia hapa.
Hapa. Fundi wake.
Alirudi. Unajua alimfuta time ya campaign. Sahii
amerudi.
Tuambia watu good night.
Okay, so
Leon Keep anasema big up wasee wa nguvu sana. Always good content and informative.
Thank you so much.
We are here because of them.
Tuko hapa juu yenu.
Na tutazidi kutetemesha hii ardhi.
Lazima.
Wapende wasitupende.
Lazima.
Tunasikia kuna watu wawili watatu wanapiga mshenee pale kwa WhatsApp groups.
Unajua, let me tell you something. In where I come from,
yes,
tunaambiangwa, you see, when boys are growing up,
yes,
if young uncircumcised boys,
yes,
do not throw stones at a tree,
yes,
that has fruits,
yes,
you know, they can only throw stones at trees that have fruits. If
definitely
a tree does not have fruits, nobody is going to throw stones.
Yes. And you can only look up to a taller person.
Exactly.
Na mimi nasemanga hivi, mimi nasemanga hivi, unajua sisi we are men, eh?
Yeah.
And kila mtu wako na vitu mbili, you know, we are blessed with two things.
We are blessed with two each.
If you are a man enough, stop talking about grown men in WhatsApp
groups. In WhatsApp groups.
Jitokeze. We know you.
You know, you know, basically what I'm going to say is,
yes,
if you have any sort of if you feel tuna ama there is something we should know,
yes,
do not go to discuss that in WhatsApp groups.
It's immature.
It's very immature. Mm. We have our number,
yes,
there. Mm. We have WhatsApp. Mm. You can even you can
but
DM
again,
us.
Okabi, you know, the platform is open. There is YouTube for free. There is at Safaricom walileta YouTube Shorts.
Yes.
Wamecombine na YouTube. So at least you can make a 1 minute video.
Yes, and tell us.
And tell Wakabi or Ibrahim,
exactly,
or conversation team that you said this and we think, you see, we put out our content and say this is what we think.
Exactly.
And this is what our opinion is, and this is what we think are facts. If you feel you differ, it is an open platform.
It is an open platform.
You also rise up and do that. Lakini mwanaume wakubwa.
Mwanaume bwana, unaenda WhatsApp group ndio.
Na mkiwapata
waambie
tumesema.
Kata hii clip.
Yeah.
Kata hii watumie.
By the way, it's disgusting. You understand? And I know where it comes from. As I said, they are gatekeepers. There are people who felt this platform is theirs. There are people who felt they owned the automotive space. And now 4, 5, or 10 kids from nowhere. Waliingilia kwa dirisha na kwa kiluyo wanaitanga kuchafua maji. So they call it kuduvula maji. So watu walikuwa na kunywa. Alafu unakuja una buvu. And then sasa kila mtu waezi kunywa yo maji. Understand? And that's where we are. And that's the reality.
That's the reality.
And we know. By the way, we know that as a fact. And we are ready, and we are willing, and we are open to steadily grow and do better and get better until the point where they'll agree and say, okay, fine, can we have a sit down and see
talk.
How... You understand?
Yeah.
Amwezi tuonesha sisi mavidole na mafinyo.
Ah, bana.
Tutaifenya na finyo venye nani alisema.
We handle it openly.
Good night, guys.
Good night, guys.
Thank you for making us the number one channel in East Africa. Proudly. 100,000 going towards 200.
Going towards 200,000.
Yes, and we appreciate that. I will keep on doing awesome content. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Maze. Big up for being here today.
And we are here because of you.
Thank you.
Sawa, sawa.
Sisi ni one full. Sisi ni one man gang. Sisi hatuogopagi.
Hatuogopi.
Ukitukujia, tunakam.
Tunakam.
Sisi, we have zero chills. If you feel you have something to say,
you come. Say
you come. For us, when we have something, we'll say it to your face.
We'll say it to your face.
Na hakuna kitu utadu by the way.
Exactly.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Thank you.
Adios.
Kata yo kitu bugwa.
Uzima yo kitu.